Shabbos, we are bringing gedachs with tomato. So in other words, besides the kashes from the Gemores, it doesn't even make sense. I mean, never mind the Gemores, without any Gemores, it doesn't even make sense. In other words, so according to Rabbi Yosef of Rashi, Rav Yosef is saying that the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yude apply the din of gedachis by omut, where the kotzav is gimel. But by Svino, they don't apply. Why by omut? Yes, because by omut there is p'tias goyim. But by Svino, there is no p'tias goyim. So in other words, dafke, according to Rabbonon of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yude, when do we say gudachis, dafke when there is kias doim. Dafke when there is kias doim. So why are the chelik and Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh by Noah Tzkone? Why are the chelik? So there must be a fundamental distinction between the case of Noah Tzkone and of Omud, where the kotzer is given. The Rabbono on a chelik and Rabbi Yudeh only by Noah Tzkone. But by Omud, they're not chelik. Now the Miri, I mean before we start to explain the shita, or even if, before we even try to explain the shita of the Rabbi Yosef, but I must mention the two days that I already mentioned when we learned the first period. The two days in the Miri and our Gemara. The Miri says, now the question that arises here, how can, alright, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudeh says we say gudachis, even though there is a mechitzas gdoi. So why in other words mechitza pkias doim? Even though there is a pkias doim, so pkias doim is not mevatel di mechitza. Fine, but gudachi should not be stronger than gudasik. When do we say gudasik? Gudasik we say only if you have a mechitza of 10. But if you don't have a mechitza of 10, if you have a mechitza of 5, you don't say gudasik. It goes up, and maybe we have a mechitza of 10. So why should we say gudachis? So there is one lush in the Miri that when does Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh say by Noah Tzkonen and Ubreishi Trasko that we say Gudachis only if the Tvani HaTrasko, the Tvani HaTrasko themselves have Yud. The Tvani HaTrasko themselves have Yud. Let's say this is a Trasko. Trasko is like a basket. So in other words, so this is a Trasko and then it has a Beifen and he put it like this on the corner. He put it like this on the corner. So it has Yud. This is Yud. So in such a case, Rabbi Yisi says, we say Gudachis. But if he doesn't have Tvanim, if the Traskel doesn't have Tvanim Yud, then even Rabbi Yisi doesn't say Gudachis. So that means that the Rabbanon say that we don't say Gudachis, even though the Tvanim and Traskel themselves are Yud. All right, that's one question. The other question is, that's a very strange pshat, the Gemara. Because Pashtes, the Traskel, does not have Tvanim of Yud. But the other Loshni is no. That even without Tvanim of Yud, so Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh says Gudachis. So in other words, so Gudachis is distinguishable from Gudasik. In order to say Gudasik, we must first have Mechitzes. But in order to say Gudachis, even if we don't have Mechitzes. Even if we don't have Mechitzes. So in other words, So the Rishonim who say that we only say Gudachis even according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh if we have Tvanis of 10, so they say by Traskel there are Tvanis of 10, and by Omud when the Chachomim say Gudachis by Omud where Kotzer is Gavei Agimu, so the Miri says according to Nitzan Rishonim, so he also has reference to a case where the thick part of the Omud is Yud. There is a narrow part of the Amud and there is a thick part of the Amud. So in other words, let's say like the Amud. So here it's narrower, here it's wider. So in other words, so from here to here, from the beginning of the thing where the thick part of the Amud begins, up to the top of the Amud, there is already 10. So in such a case, we say Gudachis. Say Gudachis. Alright. This now apparently according to the Rabbi Yosef of Rashi, so the case of Traskel, so the machleket between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yudeh in connection with Traskel has reference to the case where the Tvanim of the Traskel is not Yud. So that's exactly the reason as to why Rabbonon Achelik and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yudeh. In other words, this is what Rav Yosef is saying according to the pshat of the Rabbi Yosef of Rashi. In other words, true that you see that the Rabbono and the Chachomim themselves by Omut, where the Kotzeya is gave a gimel, is gave a gimel, so they say Gudachis. So over there they say Gudachis because the thick part from the point where the Omut it becomes thicker, we has a Rechav Dalet. So up to the end of the Amud, there is a Givayut. So in such a case, the Rabbonon say Gudachis. And the only reason as to why the Rabbonon Achilik and Rabbi Sibra Biude is because over there, the Kone does not have Dalet al Dalet. And the Traskel itself does not have Tvanim of Yud. So that's the reason as to why the Chachomim Achilik and Rabbi Sibra Biude. And but by Amud, where the from the thick part of the Amud has a Givayut, so even the Rabbonon say, we say Gudachis. Why? Because over there is Kiyas Gdoi. Because if the Kotzeya is Goveya Gimel, so then Gdoyim can push themselves through. Even though it's not comfortable for them, but they can push themselves through. So Mimele, it's considered, so there is Kiyas Doim. So that's why we say Gudachis. Mashenkim Basrino, there is no Kiyas Doim, so we don't say Gudachis. Now the question arises. Apart from all the kashes, it doesn't make sense. I mean, so what if there is Kiyas Doim, then we say Gudachis. Even though this is easily penetrated through. I mean, so we say Gudachis. And if there is no Pkiyas Doim, so it's not so readily penetrated through, so then we don't say Gudachis. So it's just the other way. I mean, it's... So apparently, the Shita of the Rabbeis of Rashi is... The Shita of the Rabbeis of Rashi is that the Aloch of Gudachis is only shayach in the mokim pots. In open space, we can say gudachis. In the mokim sosum, we don't say gudachis. In the mokim sosum, we don't say gudachis in the mokim sosum. We don't say gudachis in the mokim sosum. So, gabis, so mimele, in open space, we only say gudachis in open space. But where it's sosum, in the mokim sosum, we do not say gudachis. So in other words, so mimele, gabi svino. So, gabi, the hosom mishum, תומאי תשאים פיושוד, היי מידי יהיה יהוסו משום דהבל מחיצה שהגדויים בייקים בו. רבי יסיקו מהדל הבאי, הוכם, מידי יהיה, הר דעמוד להוכם, הוסו משום דהבל מחיצה שהגדויים בייקים בו. הוא צריכן לגודחיס. היל כך אמרינם בגדחיס, because there, הגדויים is baking. Why is doing baking? Because what do you have there? Avia. So ממילא, so if גדויים can be baking בו, so that means you have avir, so you have a hollow, so it's an open space. In open space, you can say gudachis mechitzte. Mashein kein gabisvino, so you have mayim. You have mayim. Avol gabisvino the lekeb kias doim. So it's all filled up with mayim. So it's a mokim sosum. How can you say gudachis in a mokim sosum? I mean, I wouldn't say it because even though mayim is it fills up the space, but still, you know, you can penetrate through it. But this is the shite. This is the shite of the Rabbeisov that gabi mayim avgal svino the lekep kias doim. In other words, there is no avia. There we have mayim, so it's in mokim sosum. Gabi omud, so we have avia. And the goats can pass through there. Why? Because it's all hollow. There is just avia. So mimele, it's a mokim polut. It's a mokim polut, so we can say gudachis. Avol gabi svino, dileket kias doim. So there we have mayim. So it's all full with mayim. Le amrinum gudachis. As a matter of fact, I mean, I mean, not that it necessarily has, there is any logical connection, but the Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Avuna says, that Mayaras Michte Damye, so in other words, so we consider the Mayim as if it had been an extension of the offer, Akarke, that is beneath the Yam, beneath the water. So Memele, Gabim, since it is filled up with water, so it's considered in Mokim Sosom. You don't say Gudachis, extend the Mechitze. The Ged Mechitze is here in the water. You don't say that it should extend through the Mayim, because that's in Mokim Sosom. It's Otom. Mayim is also considered as Otom. This is the Pshat in the Rabbeis. Avol Gabim Svidel, like a Pkias Doim, Lamunim Gudachis, Utomati. In other words, according to the Rabbi Yisof, so Pkiyas Doim is not a chisor that prevents Gudachis. On the contrary, it's a mile. But that's why the Chachomim, it's a mile even according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisof Rabbi Yudeh. And the only reason is why the Rabbonon Achilik and Rabbi Yisof Rabbi Yudeh, because Rabbi Yisof Rabbi Yudeh applies the Aloch of Gudachis even though you don't have Mechitzes of Yud. So the Rabbonon Achilik, Mashiach King Gabomut, where you have the Chitzes of Yud, so even the Rabbonon say, Kudachis, if there is Pkiyas Doim. The Utomati, Momu Rabbi Isakim, the Efchel Eimret, the Bifere Kamid Eirevim, Bitrei Duch Tamrinon, Pkiyas Doim Rikuve Kudachis, the Lilemre Bim Chitzot Luyo, the Oche Echamrinon, the Mahanik Abi Kudachis. On the contrary, we see that Pkiyas Doim is a Chisor, not a mile. The Oid, my dear Kid Rav Yisev, Lishnu Yoch, namely, Homan Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudi, Vabaye Gufe, my Mesevle, Vatlitisbre, Hovade Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudi, Dochazin on the Chachomim Patrin Gabitrasco, El Alcohoch, Haimidiye, Mascone de Mils at Abaye, Ulimema de Rabon and Kamgale, Lidamili Trasco Elisvi. So, in other words, so of course, most Rashenim Achili can the Pshat of the Rabbi Yisib of Rashi, but the Agishenim who pass like Rashi, that's the Yazorua in the Cheshavis. There is a ruah. How can we see whether who passed like the rabbis of Rashi, not like Rashi? How can we see whether a rishon agrees with the pshat of the rabbis of Rashi or not? So there is a very simple test, a very simple criterion whereby we can determine as to whether a rishon agrees with the pshat of rabbis of Rashi or not. Because you see, how do we pass? If we pass like Rav Nachman, not like Ravune, that means that those Rishenim who pass like Rav Nachman, that by Betzeis the mission, so it's mutali taltel albo, even if it is ein bipoches mishleisha albo like Rav Nachman, so that means they don't agree with the pshat of Rabbi Yisof of Rashi. But if you find Rishenim that pask like Ravune, that betzeis the mishem, so in bitaltelim ba'abo, in the case ein bipoches mishleisha abo, in other words, that we don't say gudachis. Why shouldn't we say gudachis? But after all, we should say gudachis because pkiyas dogim lo shmo pkiye. So the answer is no. If we find such Rishenim that pask like Ravune, so that will be a raya that they agree with the pshat of Rabbis of Rashi, and the Zeruah is that Rishi who paskens like Ravune, not like Rav Nach. In other words, he accepts the pshat of the Rabbis of Rashi. Now, Reb Chaim is midayik, deduces from Rashi's pshat that Rashi's shita is that there is no prerequisite of karka dalet. In other words, you see, from the Yerushalmi says by Beir that it has to be Eimed Merubel Aporut, so it appears that there is a requirement of Karka Dalet, in addition to the prerequisite of Mokim Tashmish of Dalet, Mokim Orot Litashmish Dalet, Mokim Dalet Orot Litashmish, there is another requirement of Karka Dalet. That's how it appears from the Yerushalmi. But Reb Chaim says that Rashi Shite is in the Sugi of Kaveres, he says. That Rashi Shite in Kaveres is that there is no requirement of Karka Dalet. Erish Sayochid does not necessarily have to have a ground of Dalet al Dalet. It has to have a Mokim Roli Tashmish of Dalet. So from this Rashi, it's Mashma like that, and it's Rashi Lishitose. Because Rashi explains the Gemara. Rashi explains the Gemara. Of In other words, if the Sfino goes like this, and then the Shipua starts, so it should say, Gudachis Mechitzte. Let us say that the Mechitzte goes down in erect position. Up to where? Up to the Kalkayam. But up to the Kalkayam, but you don't have Kalkadalet. You cannot be Mitzarev. The Kalkay behind the Mechitzte, behind the Shipua, because the Mechitzte is Mafsik. How can you call? If we say Gudachis, so in other words, so you'll say that the Kalkay here beneath is Mitzurev to the Dalet al Dalet that you cannot do because the Mechitze that is Bishipua here is Mafsik between the Kalkay here and the Kalkay Asvino. So you don't have Kalkay Dalet. So even by applying the Aloche, of Gudachis, how does the Svino become Merishus Ayochid? But the Kalka Svino, in final analysis, does not have Kalka Dalet. The answer is Rashi Lishitosi. Just as Rashi in the Sugi of Kaveres holds that there is no requirement of Kalka Dalet, so here too, this is what Rab Chaim says. I mean, it's Muchach. I mean, it's impossible to refute that right. All right. Now let's see. Let's see the tesis. Hani bitzos the mission. Lipir Sharashe, the Mifore Shem Tzores Milmato. Shem Tzores Milmato. Kosh, the Heicha, the bottle midin Rishusayochi, Mishum Les Bidalet, Hochename lift to midin Carmelis, Kidoma Verkamed in Carmelis, Prus on Midalet, Vakilu Borabonon, Mikul Rishusayochi, the Avemokin Dalet, the Avemokin. Daled, who the Ave Carmelis? Viloi Mokim Tu? So this is the first Kashi. So that's no Kashi. I mean, in the Rad Chidush Aran mentions the name of the Ro, but even if the Ro didn't say it, I mean, we could say it ourselves. In other words, the Rashi Shita is that there is a fundamental distinction between the Aloche of Dalet, Al-Dalet in regard to Rishus Hayochid, and the Aloche of Dalet al-Dalet in regard to Carmelis. In regard to Rishus HaYochid, so it has to have a Mokim Dalet all over, the whole game of Yud. So the Mokim Dalet has to be coextensive with the whole Mechitze. It has to be coextensive with the game of Yud. But suppose at one point it has a Mokim Dalet, but at other points, within the Gevayu, it does not have Dalet al Dalet, it's not a Rishus Ayochit. So Memele, here we say, Hanabitsosi the Mishen. So true, let's say, so if this is more than Gimel Tvochim from the Kalka Asvino, so true, from here to here, there is Dalet, at this point, but at this point, there is no Dalet. So in other words, since the Mokim Dalet is not coextensive with the whole game of Yud, so it's not a Rishus HaYochid, Mashenkin in Carmelis, if in one place it has Dalet, so the whole thing is a Carmelis. This is what the Ro says. Yesh Miforsh. No, the Rosh says something else, another. Oh, I mean, but the Chiddush Aran says, Vim Teima, Adarabe, Kim Denk, Kakoso Dalitvochin, Ein Dino Kamoles, Do Ein Kamoli Pochin Dalitvochin, Vim Kim Havel Mokim Tu, Umutal Talit Becholo. That's the Isis Kashi. Yesh Miforsh, Dimi De Kamoles Loinavke, Kim Diz Be Dalit Al Dalit, Beze Mokim Shehei, Kedem Sheyovel Givasop. It doesn't have to be coextensive with the whole Geva Asop. If at one point there is Dalet Dalet, so maybe it's already a Carmelis. Then the Ross says something else. Voraz al kosaf mistabli dal fliye el mokim ptu kardine di mitalten be el mitalet ames. So even in mokim ptu you're not allowed to be mitalten more than Dalet ames. The aloche mokim ptu is that it's bottled to either his shoes, so maybe he can be mitaltil from the Mokim Tur into a Carmelis, from Mokim Tur into Rishus Arabim, from a Mokim Tur into Rishus Ayochid, but to be mitaltil in the Mokim Tur itself, Mokim Tu itself, Dalet Ames, or more, you're not allowed. You're not allowed. So that's something else. That's the law. But this is what the Ran, that's the Teretz given by the Ran himself. Now, so that's the first Kash. V'oid, my porich lei megudachis mechitze, ma meil sheya mechitzes, mi bachut, kivu shemifnim, ein shom revach mokim dalet, v'loi nicha tashmi shom, v'dei fenas vino shebikotze, mi vatil gudachis, kmo ichluko b'machzel ezeliyo. V'eid, lomol yimalinu kane v'uvene, afal gavdu limolon, kim diyoche lemalis, choshev gushus hayochid, so he has two separate kashes, stasis. One kashi is how can we avail ourselves of the aloch of gedachis? So what if we do apply the aloch of gedachis? So what does it mean? That the mechitzes go down up to the kalkayam, but still inside the svino, so there is no mokim dalet. Ma meil sheyam chitzes mbachutz kivin shem bifnim eim shom revach mokim dalet v'loiniche tashmishtom. So that can also be answered, because Rashi emphasized in the whole Gemara, he emphasizes the concept of mechitzes luyos. In other words, the problem that we have here, if we don't say good achis, is that we have mechitzas luyas. Not that we don't have mokim dalet. Apparently, that didn't disturb Rashi. The whole problem, and the only reason as to why Ravune, who doesn't apply the aloch of good achis, so why isn't the svino rishla yochid? Because the mechitzas are mechitzas luyas. So Ravune says, then it is mechitzas luyas. So then, so we say that kol pochas migimul ki svino smich de damye. So we consider as if the karka svino goes up. So if the karka svino goes up, so memele the mechitzah ends here. So it's not the mechitzat luya. Avol yesh pochas migimul abo. So we cannot say kol poches, so it's not poches migimu. So then the mechitza is a mechitza tluy. Not because there is no mokim dalet. Why doesn't Rashi say avol yesh poches migimu arbo less lembo? Because then a mokim dalet is lacking. The answer is no, because as far as the mokim tashmish of dalet is concerned, so in other words, we can answer. One kashi, we can answer the kashi, both kashis, by considering Teisves other less kashi against Rashi. What's Teisves less kashi against Rashi? He says, void lomolilim molinu kone ruovene afal gavdoloim milon kim di yochel emalis choshev shes ayochit. According to Reb Chaim Slomdes in Rashi, in other words, Rashi Shite is that there is no requirement of Karka Dalet. All that is necessary is that it should be a Mokim Tashmish of Dalet. And it's not even necessary that it should be an actual Mokim Tashmish of Dalet. Reb Chaim is truly shenes in reconciling the Yerushalmi with our Gemara of Monach Midah Mishamish. So one lesson is that there are two requirements, Karka Dalet and Mokim Rol Tashin Dalet. So because of Monach Lemidah Mishamish, so that supplies the element, the prerequisite of Mokim Tashmish of Dalet. But we need Karka Dalet, so that is supplied by virtue of the fact that Eimid Merubal Apot. That's one lesson. Then there is another lesson, which is not as good as the first lotion. So Reb Chaim says that maybe we can reconcile the Yerushalmi with the Bavli, even if we assume that there is no requirement of Karka Dalet, but just in Mokim Tashmish of Dalet. But it a potential Mokim Tashmish of Dalet is not enough. It has to be an actual Mokim Tashmish of Dalet. So if the Imid is not Merub al Apot, so then we just have Monolach Midem Mishtamish. So it's a potential Mokim Tashmish. It's not considered as an actual Mokim Tashmish. Masha'inkin, if it's Imid Merub al Apot, so because of Rube Kikule, so it's considered together with Monolach Midem Mishtamish, is considered as an actual Mokim Tashmish of Dalet. That's the other one. That's the other lotion. So, Mimele, Rashi Shite is, what Rashi Shite is, that not only isn't it necessary that we should have Karka Dalet, a floor of Dalet, a ground of Dalet, it's not even necessary that we should have an actual Mokim Tashmish of Dalet. A potential Mokim Tashmish of Dalet is enough. And that's the Pshat Imon Lachmida Mishtamish. A potential. Because since he is able to put his edes, a daf, and the mishtamish, so there is a potential mokim tashmish of dalet. So even though he did not put the edes, some mele, but a potential mokim tashmish we have. Now, Teisve says the kashe, void lomoli malinu kunov konevuovne. Afal gav deloy molon kim di yocheli malis is choshev reshus ayochid kidoma beferik chalim. So the teretz is einoch aname, the fact that he has the potential of putting his edes, that gives it, that constitutes a potential mokim dalet. And what we here, according to Rashi, we are not disturbed by a mokim dalet. Of course we have a mokim dalet. The reason as to why Ravune says that we cannot be mitaltel is not because Mokim Dalet is lacking. Mokim Dalet is not lacking because we have a potential Mokim Dalet. Even if actually he didn't put reeds, but he has the potential of putting reeds, as Teisa says in the Kashe. So Memele, even according to Ravune, we have a Mokim Tashmish of Dalet. But the reason as to why, according to Ravune, we cannot be mitaltel is because the Mechitze is a Mechitze Tlui. The mechitza. If it is a poches migimul alpo, if let's say at this point where the shipua starts, is poches migimul from the karkas svino, so mimele we say ki svine smich de damye. So then we consider as if this goes up. Now if this goes up and it's flattened up over here, so mimele, so the mechitza ends at this point with the karke. So maybe it's not a mechitza tluyo. But if it is Amy Boris Mishlei Shabo, so we cannot consider as if the Karka Asvino went up, had been elevated. So maybe the mechitza is a mechitza tluyo. Because the mechitza ends here. So it's a mechitza tluyo. And mechitza tluyo in a materis. So mechitza tluyo in a materes. So then Rav Nachman says, no, it's not a mechitza tluyo. Why isn't it a mechitza tluyo? Because we say good achis. So we imagine as if the Deif Nasvino had gone down, had descended in an erect level, in an erect position, all the way up to the Karkaya. So maybe it's not a mechitza tluyo. It's not a mechitza tluyo. And as far as Teisa's kasha is concerned, ma meil she yamchitzen b'chutz kivim shem b'fnim ein shom revach mokim dalet. So the answer is because he has the potential of putting kanev uvene. So mele, there is a potential of mokim dalet, and the reason is why Ravune says no is because it's a mechitza tluyo. That's the pshita of Rashi. All right, anyway, v'nire kipirush rach. The Beitziso him svinis tanis, who asuyes lahalir ba'agom, val shem shemahalchis al bitze hamayim, korale Beitziso, vieshlem tfanis vikakois asuyes nisorim, viesh holo bin ansorim, vahamayim nichnosim shom, vieshvim bok moi bimai, viasuyakach, shafilu tisapeir, eino nidbas leila. I mean, how it works, and one can. Can travel on such a boat. I mean, I'm ignorant in these things, but I just can't see. I mean, if there is a hollow, you know, in the karka, so how can it be used? But I suppose it was done in such a way and it wasn't used, you know, to go to America, I mean, in such a boat, so maybe it could be used. Anyway, so according to the Rach, so the Anisorim, there is a Karakasvino. The Karakasvino might be very wide, the Karakasvino. Much more than Dalet al Dalet. Not as Rashi explains that the Mechitza goes like this. It starts being Shepua and then the end here. The Karakasvino ends here. No. But it's very wide, has a big floor, the Karakasvino. But the floor of the Svino consists of Nisorim. And between one Neser and the other Neser, so there is a hole. So he says, so v'yesh lin faneis v'kakoyis asuris nisorim nisorim v'yesh cholo bin ansorim v'amayim nechnos in shom v'yesh v'imbok moy b'may v'yasu yo, I mean that boat was certainly not used on the interior of the ocean, I mean it was used near the shore, so they had nothing to be afraid of v'yesh v'imbok moy b'may v'yasu yo kach sh'afilu tisapeich eino nitbas leilo v'kohom haravune Kiven shehi putzo dino ki kamres veimitaltim bo elo bidalet. Why? What's wrong? It has mechitzas yud. It has a karaka. It has everything. So what's wrong? The answer is because. So this is what Reb Chaim says. In other words, so he deduces from Rashi that Rashi Lishitosei holds here, as he holds in the sugya of Kaveres, that there is no such requirement of Karka Dalet, and he deduces from the Rach, that the Rach Lishitosei, that there is Karka Dalet. The Rach Lishitosei. So the only chisong is, there is no Karka Dalet. Why? Because, true, it has a Karka, but the Karka consists of individual Nisorim with vacant space between one Eser and another Eser. So Memele, and the vacant space is Gimel Tvochim, or more. Not Pochis, but Gimel Tvochim. So Memele, there is no Karka. Karka means that it has to be Otum. The ground must be Otum. But if it's open, it's not considered Karka. So that's what he says. Dinoki Karmeles, because Karka is lacking. Ve'imitaltim bol b'dal dames, ve'lo yomru elo bizman shem b'nesar l'nesar chol Pochis m'gimel. Aber im Jeish bin Eser in Eser. Cholo poches migimu. So, kilov udame. So then it's considered completely otum at the bottom. So there is a kank. V'yafal gaf shamayim nichnosim bo, lo yichashin. So in other words, so you'll be able to say, how can we apply the halacha of lovud that to consider that the Rishus HaYochid has a karka, after all, what's the use of this karka if water can go through? So what kind of a karka is it? So he said it doesn't matter. Even though water can go through, but it's still a karka. Suppose you have a karka that is not waterproof, the water penetrates through it, so it's not considered karka. So here too. So in other words, if through the halacha of lovut, so it is a karka that is not waterproof, but it's considered otum at the bottom. It is a karka. Ve'avol gav shemayim nechnosis bo lechashim. V'nire t'loigor ha'shem poches migimul dalet. So the question is, according to the Rach's pshat, so how can we explain this gemore? Avo v'lo yamor ha'shem b'poches mishleishim. So it doesn't even make sense. So he says, according to the Rach, we are not gireis. In other words, what does it mean? Shein poches migimul. It is poches migimul. Two negatives. Elo b'she'ein poches migimu. In other words, there is no poches migimu. There is no poches migimu. So what is there? There is no poches migimu, but there is poches migimu. In other words, so that means v'lo yamoron elo bizman she'ein b'neser l'neser poches migimu. So in other words, there is gimul or mer, more. Avol im yeish b'neser l'neser chol poches migimul, But if it's if between one eser and the other, it's poches migimu. So then it's lovut. So there is a kark. But we ca- it cannot be geiris. V'nirad ligasinon shem poches migimul dalet. V'imilei oh so it cannot be geiris. V'imilei kolacholol konevuvene mutalitaltel becholo. So then there is a kark. So the konevuvene constitute the kark. Then how does he? How does the Rach explain? Rav Nachmon, Maskel Rav Nachmon. Lomo le kulachai le me gudachis mechitzte milo itanya Rav Yisip Rav Yude imer. Alma rein ke le deifne atrasko. Yeir din adik reshal kone. Hochename rein ke le deifne hasmino akumim umisab bin anisorim. Vinim tzu anisorim mechobor. In other words, so they have a big chidesh in gudachis. Because like this we would say that gudachis only means that we imagine as if the mechitze goes down in an erect position. Now, if it will go down, if we'll just imagine that it goes down in an erect position, so it will go down this way, so it will not cover the hollow between the nisorim. So, but according to the Rach, Rav Nachman is saying that we can imagine that the Deifen Asvine goes down not in an erect position, but it goes down in a circular way. So that it covers the hole. So then we have karka too. So we have karka because imagine if this had happened. Now this is let's say now here you have let's say a hole. Let's say here is the karka svino. And you have nisog. And there is hole between one eser and another. And then you have we have here the Deifne Asvino. So we should say Gudachis. I mean this is just in the Mayim. So we should say it should go down in a bent position. So the Mechitze goes down beneath the hole. So Memele it covers all the hole. So then we have karka. Then we have karka. V'nim tzan sorim b'chobor. All right. Now, Teisve says, v'nira do ligasin on shem b'poches migimul dalet. But let's look, neize seifa v'nechse. Let's see whether the Rach is geir, has our gears or he doesn't have our gears. Why should we take the word of Teisve? Let's test it. Oh. Now that's the kuf base on the margin at the bottom. So he says, Vomar Avun. Alright. Oh, he says, Meishan, she mokim, gasim ha mechasvino, mocha ha beitze, sum chasim ha mocha ha dugis, vomar rova ha beitze dugis chodem milzi, umpnei she mushon hu mikeim ad me mayim, eisim beitze zlhalo bagamim, v'yesh lem tfanish, shehein mechitzisel, v'karkisel ha'asuyim nisorim, ובניהם חולו ומי הים והנור נכנוסים בו וישבים בו כמו במים ישבים ואיסי כך שאפילו אם תספח על פונאו אין נדבס להם. So that's why they were saying ויומר אבונה כיוון שיפרוצו כי קרמו להסדינו והם מתהלכמים בו בשבס על בארבע וליום מלבן שאין בו נסר לנסר חולו שאין בין נסר לנסר חולו פוחס מגימו תווחים אבל יש בין נסר לנסר חולו פוחס מגימו תווחים כיוון דחול פוחס מגימו כאילו עבוד אומר ראין כאילו אנסורים כאילו מחובור אין איש הלוחיב היי ואף על פי שמי נכנוסים בו לא יחשינו. So that's the lotion of the Rach that he mentions וכשוס היוחיד היא ומוטה לתהלכו בחולו וכן אם היו ניסורים פוחס מדלת. So first he says, "Avol yesh b'nesal inesa chol poches migimul tvachim." That's the way Teisves quotes it. But then he mentions, "Avol gears etu v'chein im hoyu nisori poches midale." Now what's the lashon of our gemara? V'lo yamor on elishem b'poches mishlei shoar bo. Avol yesh b'poches migimul arbo. Bo less than bo. So he mentions that gears too. He says, "V'chein imoyu nisori, poches midalet the width of the nisori, V'yeish bein zeh lezeh yesh amigimul u'mileil v'chein im hoyu nisoy poches midalet v'yeish bein zeh lezeh yesh amigimul u'igimul u'miles hachol shebein ansorim konevu v'nomot l'tal b'cholo. Why did he inject this expression v'chein im hoyu nisoy poches midalet? What difference does it make whether the width of each neseh is dalet tvachim or it's not dalet tvachim? Who cares? That's not important. The only important question is what is the hollow? What's the width of the hollow? Whether the width of the hollow is gimel tvachim or it's less than gimel tvachim. But the width of the nisorim, who cares whether it's dalet, hey, vov, or it's gimel, or it's two? I mean, who cares? Apparently, where did he get that? Why does he talk about this? V'cheinim hoyo nisorim poches midalet v'yeish bein zeh lezeh yesh amigimul oigimul u'mil yesh hachol shebein ansorim konevu ovenim. Why does he mention? So it's mashma that even if the hollow between one eser and the other is gimul tvachim or more than gimul tvachim, so and there is no konevu ovene placed, so then Ravune says that's also l'tal teir. So b'medvar mamurim, when does Ravune say that if the cholol is gimul or more between one eser and another is gimul tvachim, so then, and he did not place konevu ovene, so it's also l'tal teir if the width of each yoseid is not dalet tvachim, but if the width of each yosid is dalet vachim, even though the hollow between one eser and the other is gimel, and he didn't fill it up with konevu uvene, it's still a rishis hayochid. I mean, otherwise, why does he mention the rach v'cheinim oyu nisorin poches midalet v'yeish bin zeh lezeh yesh amigimel oigimel? So it seems to me, in other words, Tesis does not say, it's not that Tesis didn't pass the test. Tesis passed the test. But Tesis says that we shouldn't be geiris. This girl said that appears in our text. But whereas Tesis accepts the Rachshite, Mimele, he doesn't accept this text, this girl said. But the Rach himself, he explains it the same way as Tesis explains it, because Tesis adopts the pshat of the Rach, and Taste and the Rach holds that we can accept this text too, and we can explain it so that it will be in harmony with the Rach's pshat. In other words, so we can be geiris. V'lo yamoron eloshein bipoches mishleisha abo. So according to the Rach, it means v'lo yamoron eloshein. Suppose it had been written. Suppose the Gemara had kamas, and it had been written. V'lo yamoron eloshein bipoches mishleisha kamo abo. What would it mean if the Gemara had that system of kamas, and it had been written by Chazal? V'lo yamoron eloshein bipoches mishleisha kamo abo. What would it mean? Or let's say better even. Suppose it had been written v'lo yamoron eloshein bipoches mishleisha semicolon. Then abo, then abo. So what would it mean? It would mean that when do we say that it's also to be mitaltel, if in the case where it has neither abo, that the width of each nesa is not abo, that's one thing. No poches megimul, and there is no poches megimul space. There is gimul space, or more than gimul space. In other words, so v'lo yamoron, when does Ravune say that it's not a rishus hayochid? Elo, when there are two prerequisites. One prerequisite is that the width of each neser is not dalet vachim. Dalet tvachim, it's, let's say, gimel tvachim, two tvachim, two and a half, three tvachim, three and a half tvachim, it's less. it's less than Dalit Vachim. So Elo Vlo Yamoron Elo Sheim Bipoches Mishlei Shabo. Then there is another prerequisite. Elo Sheim Bipoches Mishlei Sho, and another prerequisite. So one prerequisite is Elo Sheim Bipoches Mishlei Sho. In other words, one prerequisite is that there is no poches mishleisha space between one eser and another. And the other prerequisite is ein abo, that the width of each neser is not dalit vochim wide. Avol yesh. One of the two prerequisites. Either poches megimel, space, hollow space, or even if there is no vacant space, poches megimel, but each neser itself, the autumn part of the neser, I mean the width of each neser itself is abo, less lumber. So in other words, if we have one of these two prerequisites, either the prerequisite of poches mishleish, or vacant space between one neser and the other, or the prerequisite of the width of dalet vochim in each neser, so then even without molinu, konev uvene, so it is still a rishus hayochid. Why? Because so if we have this prerequisite that we don't have to explain. In other words, suppose we have the prerequisite that the halos, the vacant space between one neser and the other, is less than gimel tvachim. So even though each neser itself is two tvachim, each neser itself is two tvachim, and then, but the vacant space is also two tvachim. So then we apply the aloha of lovut. So we have kark. And suppose you have another situation that the vacant space is gimel tvachim or more than gimel tvachim, but each neser itself is dalet tvachim wide. Each neser itself is dalet tvachim wide, but the vacant space is three or more or four tvachim. So then it's also alright. Why? Because if the width of each neser itself is dalet tvachim, so then this neser itself is a karka, is a rishus hayochid. It has the shiur of karka rishus hayochid. And so on top of each neser it's a rishus hayochid. It has mechitzes, all the mechitzes. It's surrounded. Each neser is surrounded by the mechitzes of the svino. It's a real svino. According to the Rach, it's like a house. It's a big svino. It can be a big svino. So in other words, it has tvanis, but and it has a floor too. But the floor is made of nisor, and each neser has dalet tvachim wide. But between one portion of the floor and the other portion of the floor, there is vacant space, three tvachim or more than three tvachim. So memele, each portion of the floor, each neser itself is a rishus hayochid. It has dalet mechitzes and it has a karka of dalet. This portion of the floor is a rishus hayochid. This portion of the floor is a rishus hayochid. This portion of the floor. So then you'll ask, so that's about the nisorim portion of the floor. I mean, how about the vacant portion of the svino that doesn't have any karka? So the answer is, since this portion of the svino, so is a rishus hayochid, this portion of the svino is a rishus hayochid, so memele, the vacant portion is chur rishus hayochid. So it's also a rishus hayochid. This is what, so in other words, so it seems that the Rach accepted this gyose, but he explained it, v'lo yamoron, when do we say that it's osea? Then when both prerequisites are missing. Number one, Pachas Megimul Kama Abo. So it's either Pachas Megimul Abo less lumber, without be filling it up with Konevuvene. Vimalinu Konevuvene less lumber. I mean, that's so Teisves accepts the Rach's pshat, but Teisves feels that if we accept this girse, so it's a deichak to read it in these words. But the Rach himself, he holds no. So this is what he's saying. Drach. Velo yamoron, velo yomrol bizman sheim bo nesa linesa chol poches migul tvachim. Avol yesh binesa linesa chol poches migul tvachim, kivim de chol poches migimu. Kilobu doma, rein eil ansorim kilu mchuborin isha lochif. Hein, viaf al pi shamayim nichnosim bo, לא יחשינו, חשיצה יוחדי, הוא מוטל תל בחולו, וכן אם היו ניסורים, פוחס מדלת, ויש בן זה, even though, נינה פרקוויזית, is present, the ניסורים on one hand, so the width of each ניסור is פוחס מדלת, so this prerequisite is lacking, and then, on the other hand, the vacant space, is yes I'm a gimel, loy gimel. So the other prerequisite is also lacking. But if he fills it up with kind of a uvene, so then it's a bit of a tahot lechut. By vaski valo, Rav Nachman, lo moloch kula hai, lo ime gudachis mechitzte, pirish rei bilipcho, ki ilu atcheter kimin klaf min amchitzes, shein dafne habeitzis, u maamid bikaki oso, vinimtzi u hanisorin kulon kilum chuboresein. מילוי תניה רבי יסב רבי יהודה אימנו עצקונו בשסרבן וניה ברי שהתרסקו רוכב דלת תבוכים וזוהק משסרבן דחלקה בבחייב על מאמרינו גדחס מחיצתה וראין כלידף מהתרסקו יאיר דין עד יקרי של קונה וחילו יש בי יקרי דלת תבוכים הוכנה מנהים כלידף מהסבינו עקומים ומסבי ואנסורי All right, so that's it. Now, the Oruch is very strange here. In one area he mentions the Rach's Pshat, and in another area he mentions a Pshat that is very similar to Rashi, but it's not like Rashi's Pshat. We saw last time. In other words, Rashi applies this Gemara, when the Gemara says, when Ravuna says, Avo yesh bepoches migimul arbo, leslam bo, so only if you have, if the Defna Svino on the whole, from the Karkas fin up to here is much more than 10. It's at least 13. But if the whole from the Karkois Asvino up to here is only 10, so then Ravune wouldn't say that if Avol Yeish Bipoches Migimu Arbo Leslambo. But from the Och it's Mashma that even if it the Deifen Asvino is just 10 Tvochim Mitzum Tzomeis, so still, Ravune says, "Yesh bepoches migimul arbo leslambo." Now let's see the two eirachs in the Och. One is in Beitzas. Beitzes, Beis Tzadik Yusof. So he says there, it's just the Meisha and Pirish B'tzeiso Tzvinis Tanis Shemehalchis Lefne Agdelis B'mkimayim Moti Shein Agdelis Yechelis Olechashon V'nichnosim B'ktano V'yeitzin Liyaboshon V'yikalo U'maleches Afil B'beitzo V'lochei Nikro Butze, or Mishan, Kirin Shmeli Mason, the Kikone Godel, Bimkeim Agmemayim, Kimbeitu Yeshgumo, Vaisel and Svinis Tanis Kalis, Vieshais and Svinis Delis, Svino Kalos Yeshlot Fanis, Sheim Mechitis, Uvi Aris Acholol, Shiasuo Minisorim, Shase Varem, Vamayin Nichnosim, the Zrach's Chat, Vamayin Nichnosim, Bovlitit Balelo. So, in other words, so then it says, Upir Shacher Beir Agot. It's Beir Agut, really, but there is no Vov here. Beir Agut. So, that's the Rach's Pshat. So, here in Erech Beitzas, he mentions the Rach's Pshat. Rach's Pshat. Now, then in Erech Gut, Gimel Dalet, So that's the difference between Rashi and him, because according to Rashi, so Rav Huna has reference to a case where it's more than Yud, it's at least 13. Otherwise, he wouldn't say that that Poches Megimul Yesh Dalet, so then less limbo. He wouldn't say it. But he says that Rav Huna has referenced the case where it is just Yud from here, from the carcass, you know, from here up to the top, it's just Yud. So from here, it's less than Yud. From here, it's 7 plus. From here, it's 7 plus. Still, Rav Huna says that in a Poches Megimul Abo, less limbo. Now let's see what he says. So he says, Chovis mil milo, uktsoris mil mato, ugvois yutvochi, vichivin deinon richovis limato dalet al dalet, einon rishus ayochi gmur, di biinon dumye dichritz, govea asoro virochev dalet, vihilkach, ki karmeles dom, vei mitaltlein bohen elo bidalet amis. So why Rashi says that the reason as to why it's not Yerush Sayochid is because it's not Rochif Lemato Daled, is because it's a Mechitzet Luyo. It's a Mechitzet Luyo. But he says not because of Mechitzet Luyo. So he says because Daled is lacking. The Binon Dumye Dechritz Govei Asor of Rochif Daled. But here it's not Rochif Daled. It's not Rochif Daled. Here the Karkas, you know, it's a Mashu. It's not Daled. It's a Mashu. Not because of Mechitzat Luyam. Velo Yamoron, Elo Sheim Bitachtitei Bipoches Migimu Tvochim Geiva Dalet Tvochim Reicha Aval Yeish Bipoches Migimu Vidalet Les Lambo Vichol Poches Migimu Kelo Vidome Vinachshiv Shirichovo Adli Mato Abo Tvochim Umutal Tal Pechul. So what do we see from this Aruch? Now, in regard to this question, both apply, Rashi and the Aruch, apply the not the lovud of mechitzes, but the other din of lovud of kares michte dami. So kisvines mi, and that isn't limited dafke to karke. It applies to omu too. I mean, to the karka svine too. So in other words, so this din of omu we are applying according to the Rashi and according to the Aruch. But whereas it seems that whereas according to Rashi, so the aloche of lovud of kares michte dami implies not that the chayfetz is down, but that the surface of the karka goes up, as if there had been an elevation. Shakarka ilo lemalo, as the Ramban says in Milchameis, in the sugi of Kaveres and in the Chedushim there in the Tzuge. So the shite of the Oruch appears the opposite. In other words, that the haloche of kol poches migimul kares michte damye is not that the karka goes up, but that the chayfetz is down. Not that there is a bump, an elevation on the karaka, on the surface of the karaka, but that it goes down. So Mimele, he said as follows. He explained it the same way as Rashi. So in other words, the Svino is like this. So if it is, let's say, poches, if it's Eimbi poches, Megimul Abo, so then it's not a Rish Sayochit. Why? Because, not because of Mechitzat Luyo. So according to Oruch, it's not because of Mechitzat Luyo, but because there is no Mokim Dalet. There is no Mokim Dalet. Masha'in Kein Bipoches Megimul. Let's say at this point, where the Shipua starts, so this is only two Tvochim from the Karkas Asvino, it's only two Tvochim from here, so then we apply the aloche of kol poches migimu kisvines michte damye. According to Rashi, it means that this goes up, but according to the Oruch, kol poches migimu kisvines michte damye or kares michte damye, that this is down. In other words, here at this point that is poches migimu from the karkas asvino has dalet, has the shear of dalet. At this point, it has a shear of Dalet. It has a shear of Dalet. But here, we don't have the karka. Here, it's hollow. Here just hollow. But we say kisvines mirte damye. So it doesn't mean that this goes up. In other words, that this shiur of Dalet that is here is considered as if it had been here. But you'll say it's here. That's the aloha of Govut. Of kol pachas migimul kares mirte damye. Not the way the Ramban in Milchameis and Rashi explain it. That kares mirte damye means that the surface of the karka goes up. That the surface of the svino, the surface of the karka svino goes up. No, that this is down. We have to imagine as if this we have here. What kind of a shear do we have here? From here to here, we have dalet vochim. A distance of Dalet Ames. So it is considered as if this distance of Dalet Ames had been here. But Rashi cannot say it because Rashi shita is that the aloch of Kares Michta Dami is that the karka goes up within a vicinity of less than Gimel Tvachim. But according to the Oruch, it means that this is down. So we have to imagine, we have here a distance of Dalet Vachim, from here to here. So, but this is here, it's not here. So, because of the Aloha of Lovut, of Garis Mirta Damye, it's considered, this distance of Dalet is considered to be over here at the bottom. After all, I mean, what distance is there? Very little, less than Gimel Tvachim. So, Mimele, it's considered to have a mokim dalet or karka dalet, whatever it is. Now, so that is all right. That part of the Oruch is all right. The strange thing in the Oruch is how he explains the other halacha. V'chi'ein bipoches megimu. He says, v'chol poches megimu kolovidome, v'nachshev shuchad matabot vachim totochem, v'chi'ein bipoches megimu labo. So then there is no din of lavut. So then, Mokim Dalet is lacking. Mokim Dalet, Karka Dalet, whatever you want. But Dalet is lacking. Is lacking. But if he filled up here, he put reeds from here to here, so then, V'chi Eim Bipoches Megim Labo Ismalinu Oisel Gimul Tvochen Kanevu Uvene Kiven Dei Nira Leinayi Oisei Hakotzea Less lambo, the mutea litaltel bichul. But the question is, so because lifimaresayin, it looks as if the whole rishus hayochid is rochem dalet. As if the whole rishus hayochid is rochem dalet. Even though it's rochem dalet only from this point on, but from here to here, there is no Dalet. From here till here, there is no Dalet. But since Lifimaresai, and it given the nearly naim, Eise Akotzea, less Lambo, the Mutal Talukhla, and something else is Mashma from the Och. Because you see, according to all the other Rishenim, so Malikolev Uvene doesn't mean that he has to fill up the whole hollow from here till here. With kone v'uvene, he just has to place a kone and an uvene from here to here. And even though beneath the kone v'uvene there'll still be a hollow left, it doesn't matter. But from the lotion of the Oruch, it's mashma. V'chiyim bipoches migim la'abo ismalino ise gimul tvochim kone v'uvene. It has to be filled up not just to place a kone from here to here, but it has to be made completely filled up. The whole hollow, beneath the point where the Shipua starts, has to be filled up. So then, with Marasayin, it will look as if the whole thing is Rochel Dalet. That the Rechav of the Rishus HaYochid in its entirety, the Rechav of the Rishus HaYochid in its entirety is Dalet. Now, so first of all, we have to say one thing in according to the Och. Now, we saw there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves in the Sugi of Kaveres, because the Sugi of Kaveres, so So Teisve says that Kofi Alpio, Shiro Mechto Chayef, Shiro Mechto Potter, as reference to the case, well, it's Rechovavov. Rechovavov. But if it's not Rechovavov, so he says, Avo Eini Rechovavov, Afil Zayin Mechto Chayef, Lo Amrino Lovu Delo B'mchitzes, U'mchitzes L'chshiva L'kshiye Shom Rechovavov. So even though here it's not necessary, in order to be Potter, that it should be considered a Rishis HaYochit, as long as it's a good in walking tool, so he's already Potter. Still, Teisa says, no. If it's not Kofa Alpio, so the Shulei Kaveres is Mafsik, so then we cannot say Lavut, so Mimele, it's not Agdim walking tool. Why? Because if it's not Rochevov, because if a Deifen does not encompass, does not encircle, a hollow space of Dalet al Dalet, it doesn't have a Chalashem Mechitze. Not only it doesn't have a Din Mechitze to convert the enclosure into a Rishus HaYochid, it doesn't have a Chalashem Mechitze altogether. That's the Shit. But Rashi Shite is not like that. Rashi Shite is that Kofi Alpio has reference to the case where it's not Rechovavov. Where it's not Rechovavov. But if it is Rechovavov, then according to Rashi, as we pointed out at that time, so he'll be Potter even if it's Shiva Mashu, not after if it's Shiva Macht. Why? So when do we say that Shiva Machtzo is Potter even if it's not Rechovavov? So why do we say Shiva Machtzo is Potter? Because it's Agdim Mokim Tur. Why the Agdim Mokim Tur? Because when the Deifen comes within Poches Megimot Vochim from the Karaka, then it's considered as if it went down, the Lovud of Mechitzes. But if it encircles, say, hollow space, less than Dalet Dalet, it shouldn't have a Shem Mechitzes. So we pointed out at that time that Rashi is Chelik Antesis. That Rashi Shite is that if it doesn't enclose a space of Dalet Dalet, it does not have a Din Mechitzes to convert the enclosed space into a Rishus Ayoch. But Chalishem Mechitzes it has. What's the significance of such a Mechitzes? It is capable of being mafkia the Shem Rishus Rabbi. I mean, so, but it has a Chalei Shem Mechitze. It has a Chalei Shem Mechitze. That's Rashi Shita. But even Rashi is made that in order to be a Mechitze that can be, that in order to be considered as a Hefze of a Mechitze, so that the enclosed space will acquire a din of a Rishus HaYochid, so it must, the Mechitze must enclose a space of Dalet al Dalet. That Rashi is also made. Rashi Shite is that the Dalet al Dalet is a requirement in Rishus HaYochid, but it's not a requirement in the Shem Mechitze. It can have a Shem Mechitze even if it doesn't enclose a space of Dalet Dalet, but to confer Ishem Rishus HaYochid, if it doesn't enclose a space of Dalet Dalet, that's certainly not. Even Rashi is made. And Teisa Shita is that if it doesn't enclose a space of Dalet Dalet, it doesn't even have a Chalishem Mechitze. Not only doesn't have a Chalishem Mechitze to confer a status of a Rishus HaYochid upon the enclosed space, it doesn't have a Shem Mechitze at all. Now, but from the Oruch, now the Oruch says that if it's poches migimul arbo, if it's poches migimul arbo, so then it's considered, even though the whole height of the mechitza of the Deif Masvino, from here, from the lowest point up to up to the top of the Deifen, is 10 mitzumtzumis, still it is a Rishus HaYochid. But the kasha is, how can it be Rishus HaYochid after all? At the bottom, just beneath, even if it's not the arbo, even if the arbo is already kibul tvochim above the kakoyis asvino, but if he was mimali bekonev uvene, so then it is Rishus HaYochid. But the question is, how can it have it in Rishus HaYochid? There is no mokim dalet. there is no Mokim Dalet. There is no Mokim Dalet. They are in that space, in that lower portion of the Svino, beneath the point where the Konevuvena placed. So he says, since he filled up the whole thing, this whole lower portion, so it's not Nikya. So anyone who looks at the Svino, what kind of an impression will he get? That the width of the Svino is Dalitvach. So the question is, all right. So that explains as to how it can be a Rishus HaYochid, even though the lower portion of the Svino, the portion from here to here, is not Dalitvach in wide, because it's filled up. So a person only sees the width from this point on. From this point on, up to the top, it's Dalitvach in wide. So it looks like Dalit Vachim White. So it's a Rishus HaYochid. But in order to be Rishus HaYochid, it must have Mechitzes, 10 Vachim High. So from this point on, you see, so from this point on, up to the top, it's only 7 Vachim High. And the other 3 Vachim do not enclose a space of Dalit al Dalit. So according to Teisves, it doesn't even have a Chalishem Rishusai. It doesn't even have a Chalishem Mechitze. And according to Rashi, or right, it can have a Chalishem Mechitze in order to be Mafkia from the enclosure, the Din Rishus Rabim. But in order to confer a Din Rishus Ayochid, that even according to Rashi not. And here it has a Din of Rishus Ayochid. How can it have a Rishus Ayochid? It does not have a Chalishem Mechitze. The three tvochim at the bottom, the three tvochim at the bottom of the Deifen Asvino is does not have a shemechitze, because only from here on it encloses a space of Dalet Dalet. So we see that the whole shita is if a kesel is makif a space less than Dalet Dalet, it still has a chalish shemechitze. It's still a chalamishis. So mechitze we have. It has a shem mechitze from the bottom till the top. It has a chalisha mechitze. But the problem is with a mokim dalet. So he says, since he filled up the lower portion, so mimele limare sinayim. So it looks as if the rishus hayochid, has a mokim dalet. So mimele, it's considered a Rishus HaYochid. So two things we can deduce from the Och. Number one, that the Och Shite is that if a mechitze, a fence, a kesel, encloses a space less than Dalet al Dalet, it still has a Chalisha mechitze. In other words, it's Chalik Anteze Shite. Dafches. And number two, we can deduce from the Och that the Och himself doesn't require karka dalet. He doesn't require karka dalet, because in this case, so you will say the konev uvene itself is karka dalet. But from the karka dalet means the beginning of the Rishus HaYochid. But from the konev uvene after the top of the mechitze, there is only 7 tvachim. So that could not supply the karka dalet, the konev uvene. So karka dalet is lacking. So it's mashma that the och shite is, there is no requirement of karka dalet, but the requirement is only of a mokim tashmish of dalet. So that is also a big chiddush. But this is what the Och says. So when he fills up the lower portion, and then with a magasayin, so it looks that the whole svino is dalet vochim wide, so mimele it's considered as a mokim tashmish of dalet. Even though the lower portion is not a holy tashmish of dalet. But since with a magasayin, the whole Svino appears to be a mokim roli tashmish of dalet, even though bimtzias, not the whole mokim, not every portion is holy tashmish of Dalet, but it doesn't matter. Of course, that's a big chiddush. But if the whole shita had been that we require karka dalet, so here we don't have karka dalet. What do we say? The konev uven is a karka dalet, but the konev uven, that's in the middle. That's in the middle of the rishis ayochid. Karka dalet means the ground. What does the ground mean? Where the rishis ayochid begins. Not it has a karka in the middle of the rishis ayochid. So that wouldn't be considered. That wouldn't be considered as a karka dalet. So it's a raya that the och shite is that we don't need the karka dalet. Only mokim tashmish of dalet. So, but we don't have here mokim tashmish of dalet. So he says, if it was mimali konevuvene, so then it is considered, since lifimare sayin, the whole svino, he loops as being dalet vochim white, so memele it's considered to be mokim tashmish of dalet. But that in itself is strange. But this apparently is the pshat in the och. All right. Now the teisves, we're up to the teisves. Rav kufale from dalet. Vizoak v'noch al gab of chayif. V'maydis al kodayta chashte. Dein chiluk. במחיצה דמיים לישור מחיצס וסל כדאי תחנמד ולצליג רבון נעלית רבי יספר רבי יהודה ומוצא להקשוי עמי הוט נען בפרק יסד משתתפין זוסטרה שלמיילה מן המים ממעלה ממנו אלו אם כנוסו לו מחיצה יוד מה צורך מחיצה יוד ולא אם מחיצה יוד תסקה כמו יבטרסקו So the Kasha of Teisves is, according to this, have a minute of the Gemara. That Rabbonon anat chili kan Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. So how will the Habamin of the Gemara explain this din the Mishnah Neirabim that it must have a mechitza yud? After all, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says that even though it does not have mechitza yud, in other words, Teisves is certainly assuming like the other losh in the Miri that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, has reference to the case where it does not have tfanis yud, not like the lotion that where Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda has referenced the case where the traskel has tfanis yud. So Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says that even if there are no tfanis yud, we still say good achis. And the havamin was that Rabbon not chelik al Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. So why does the Mishnah say in Erevim by Gzustre shilemayl namayim im malu imenol kinosol mechitzi yud? Matzoch mechitze yud, beloy mechitze yud, tizkech me mitrasko. So Teisa gives a teres, the daf gal gabov choshev lechav yesi barav yudar ish sayochit. Avo limato loy, di lohoche lo yahane gudachis. So this is in line with what Teisa said, daf tzadik teso me beis. That even according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda by Trasko, so only Lemailo on the Trasko, so it has a din of Rishus Hayochid. But Lemato not. Even though according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda we say good achis, so that means that the mechitzes go down up to the karka. So there is mechitzes. So why shouldn't Lemato be considered Rishus Hayochid? So we explained it at that time. In other words, the taste of Shita is that in order to become a Rishus Hayochid, So there must be two things. First of all, we must have the heftz of mechitze. So the heftz of mechitze can be supplied even though there is no actual mechitze. But if al pidin, on the basis of gudasik or gudachis, so we consider as there is the mechitze, so we have a heftz of mechitze too. So you imagine as if there had been the heft of mechitze. But in order to become a rishus hayochid, it must be shut off. It must be mukev mechitzes, and it must be shut off from the adjoining environment. So mimele, Teisa says, so even according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, say gudachi, so you have the heft of mechitze. But chotzutz at the bottom it isn't. So mimele, it's not a rishus hayochid. But on top, it's not considered. But on top is a rishus hayochid, because on top is certainly chotzos. So the daf kal gabo choshel Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda rishus hayochid. Avol mataloi the lohochel lehane gudachis. Iname hodi binon gabi gzustre mechitze yud haine litalte. אבל ישראל כלוי בוי מחיצה יוד כמוי בתרס כמוי בתרס. Also we can say it's not muchach, but it's possible that the pshat in the second lashon Teisves is that whereas in the first lashon Teisves says, as Teisves said, daf tzadik tes amud beis, that even according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, it's only a rishta yochid on top, but at the bottom not. So in the second lashon Teisves says the reverse, that according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, that we say gudachis, so even at the bottom it's a rishta yochid. Even at the bottom it's a rishta yochid. So then the question arises, so why, so according to Hava Min of the Gemara, that the Rabbonan are not even Chilik on Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yudei, so why does the missionary of him require Mechitzes Yud? So he says, that's only Mid Rabbonan we require Mechitzes Yud. But Mid Raise, we say Gudachis. Mid Raise, Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yudei says, we say Gudachis, even though we don't know Mechitzes Yud. But Mid Rabbonan, we must have Mechitzes Yud. So, in am hode bin ok aber gesust dreh mich jetzt jud hanel italte aber lizrek lo i boy mich jetzt jud na dost bi khayev mit reise if somebody is saying from the jewish rabbi into that enclosure so i boy mich jetzt jud kos mit reise it is a shay yoch it is without mich jetzt jud an the base gedacht komm ich betras we hoche woche hoche point lei me gedacht die gehege do mar rabbi se rabbi jud gedacht is geschehen schon mich jetzt jud למעבר יש היוחד לישחייב, הוכנאמה בסבינו שיש שם מחיצה יוד, איזה לא למי מהגודחיס אף לטלת. So just as Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah says גודחיס, כי שאין שם מחיצה יוד, למעבר יש היוחד לישחייב, so ממילא, but מיד רבונון, הוא must have מחיצה יוד, so ממילא בסבינו, הוא have מחיצה יוד. So it should be מותר מיד רבונון טוב. So in other words, so there are two lishenis in Teisves as to whether, according to Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda, that we say gudachis, so whether it is considered as a which is a yochid at the bottom. So of course, in the first lashon Teisves at the bottom, it's not considered a which is a yochid, but only if there is mechitzes yud, then it's considered a which is a yochid even at the bottom. But if there is no mechitzes yud, so it's only considered on the basis of gudachis erisha yochid on top. And the second lashon Teisves is that according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, we say gudachis, so it's considered erisha yochid even with the bar. But mid rabbono, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude is made that we must have mechitzes yud. Now this gemara says. בואי מנה רב טב ומרובי מחיצה תלוי מהו שתת בחורווה ואומר לי אי מחיצה תלוי מטרס אלו במאי קלו שיקילו חכומי במאי. The expression used in the Gemara is קלו שיקילו חכומי במאי. Now what does it mean? Does it mean it's the רבונון, it's a special קולה חכומי? It doesn't seem that it's a special קולה of a special תקונס חכומי, a special קולה בדי חכומי. Because the reason is why by Mai we do say Gudachis and by Yaboshe we do not say Gudachis is because by Mai there is no Pkiyas Gdoyim and Pkiyas Dogim Loshma Pkiye, so Memele there is nothing to be Mevatel the Mechitze, Mashein Kein, so Memele even according to Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda we say Gudachis, Mashein Kein the Yaboshe. So Pkiyas Gdoyim is Shmo Pkiye, so it's Mevatel, the Pkiyas Gdoyim is Mevatel the Mechitze. So we cannot say Gudachis. So it's Midraise the Kaloche. Why does the Gemara say El Bimayim Kalu Shekil Chachomim? So we could say that the Pshat in Kalu Shekil Chachomim, not that the Chachomim applied a certain Kule. No, the Chachomim declared that Bimayim it's Kal. Why? Because Pkiyas Dogim Loshma Pkiyas. Now, but it seems that there is a machlekes in Eiravim. There is a machlekes Rishenim between the Ritvo and the Rajbo. The Ritvo in Eiravim Daf Pivov and the Rajbo in Avedes HaKiddush. Now, the Gemara. Now, Now, here, I ask you to go over the Gemara in Erev and in Sukkah. So the Mishnah in Sukkah, after Zayin Amud Aleph, mentions the machlekes between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yisi, as to whether Mechitzat Luya Basukko is effective or is not effective. Suppose you have a Sukkah, the funnest of the Sukkah. So it's 10 Tvachim high, but it doesn't go down to the Karg. And it doesn't even go down to Poches Chesel Tvachim from the Karg. If it goes down to Poches Chesel Tvachim, then it's considered that it goes down to the Karg. So it remains suspended, Bavya. But from the lowest point of the Deif Nasuka up to the highest point, there is 10 Tvachim. So according to the Rabbonon, it's a Mechitze Tluyo. So it's not a good Mechitze. So the Sukkah is not a good Sukkah. According to Rabbi Yisi, so it is a good Sukkah. Some shal shel tfanis milmailo lemato im gavoyam nora shlishit vachim psulo milmato lemailo im gavoy asorot vachim sheiro Rabbi Yisei mekishim shel mato lemailo asorot vachim kach milmailo lemato asorot vachim. So in other words, that's a machlekes whether according to Rabbi Yisi mechitzat tluya by Sukkah is good, according to Rabbonon it's not good. B'maiko miflige. So mal sova mechitzat tluya materes, mal sova mechitzat tluya matmatas. Then the Gemara mentions the machlekes between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehude in Erev. Be'er shebe'i shtech ha-tzeire isim imal men b'shabes elim kinosu lo mechitza asorot vochi be'im imay lo be'im imato be'im b'sechei gnei Reb Shimon Gamliel im b'sham im imay lo b'sile imrim imato omer Reb Yehude. So in other words, so only if the mechitza is in the mayim, if the mechitza is in the mayim, if it goes into the ugnei ha-be'er, so b'mayim ikilo mashein kein, if there is no mechitza in the mayim, it doesn't go into the ugnei abeya, so then we don't say gudachis. So without a special mechitza, according to Rabbi Yude, so we say gudachis, and mechitza tluya is good. So Omar Rabbi Vachon, Omar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yehuda, Bishides Rabbi Yisyon. The Omar Mechitza Tluya Materes. Veloi, Loi Rabbi Yehuda Sova Lo Ki Rabbi Yisi, Veloi Rabbi Yisi Sova Lo Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Loi Rabbi Yehuda Sova Lo Ki Rabbi Yisi, Ad Kalan Koma Rabbi Yehuda Osan Buru Vechatzeret Rabbono. Avlo Chesuk Edarai Se Loi. Veloi Rabbi Yisi Sova Lo Ki Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Kalan Koma Rabbi Yisi Hoche Elo Bisuk. The Mitzvah Sasei. Avol Shabbos. This is Kila Loi. So the Ritva, the same Gemara is, we have the Gemara in Erev and Daf Pivov. So the Ritva in Erev and Daf Pivov says that since the Gemara says here, Ad Kan Lekoma Rabbi Yisi Ochel Bisuke de Mitzvah Sasei, Avol Shabbos this a skill Eloi, is a skill Eloi, so that means that the whole din of Mechitzat Luya in a materis, according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudeh, is the Rabbonon de Kaloch. Midrai say Rabbonon Amayin to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudeh, that the Mechitzat Luya is effective in everything in Sukkah 2. But mid Rabbonon, Mechitzat Luya is in a materis. So, and Rabbi Yisrael holds that even Rabbonon it's alright. So, Memele, we can distinguish between Shabbos and Sukkah. That's the Ritva, Daf Pivot. The Gabisuke ukmu adrais. So that's the Ritva Shite. So Memele, according to Ritva, we can understand this Loshin. This Loshin, the Gemara, El B'mayim, Kalu, Shei, Kilo, Chachomim, B'mayim. In other words, it's a special cooling. It's a special cooling. Because Mechitza Tluya, the whole aloha of Mechitza Tluya, is that the Inu Materes is only Midrabolon. So, Kalu Shei Kilo Chachomim, Kalu Shei Kilo Chachomim. However, from the Rashbo in Avidas HaKedesh, it's mashma that Mechitza Tluya is Inu Materes, that's the Raisi Dikaloch. And the Gein Yanki from Erev. So, he also says the same thing. So, in other words, so we have a Machlekes. We have a Machlekes between the Ritva and the Rashbo in Avidas HaKedesh. As to whether the aloche of Mechitza Tluya Einu Materes, whether it's a Deraisa Dika aloche or not, according to the Rashbo. So, Midraise, it's not Materes. According to the Ritva, Midraise, it is Materes. Midraise, it is Materes. So, according to the Rashbo, we have to say, Kalu Sheikir Chachomim Maim doesn't need a special kule, because it's Midrabonon. So, Memele, there is a special kule that the Chachomim applied. The Chachomim declared that Bamayim is Kal. Why is Bamayim Kal? Midraise it's Kal. This was the declaration of the Chachomim, the Psak of the Chachomim. Why? Because Bamayim there is no Pkiyas Gdoim, and Pkiyas Dogim is Losh Mopki. Is Losh Mopki. Now, one could say, but it's not Muchach in any way. That this question as to whether Mechitzat Luya is the Raisa Dika Aloche or is the Rabbonin Dika Aloche should be Tolu. One could argue that it is Tolu in that Chile that Reb Chaim discusses as to whether Yerusha Yochit must have Karki. Now, what does Mechitzat Luya by definition mean? Mechitzat Luya by definition means that the Mechitzat doesn't go down to what? To the Karki. So, Memele, it's very reasonable that if we say that karke is a necessary ingredient in Rishus HaYochid, so Memele, it's very reasonable to assume that since Rishus HaYochid must have karke, so the mechitze, so midraise, the mechitze must go down to the karke. However, if we say, that Yerusha Yochid doesn't require karka, so why should there be a loche midraise that the mechitza tluya? What does mechitza tluya mean? Mechitza tluya means that it doesn't go down. The mechitza doesn't go down to the karka, to the ground of the Rishus HaYochid. But there is no requirement of a ground. Rishus HaYochid doesn't have to have a ground. So you could say, that's the aloche, I mean mechitzes. It's aloche mechitzes. That it must go down to the karke, but it's more mistaber. If we say that Rishus HaYochid does not require karke, so it's more mistaber to say like the Ritva. So it's more mistaber to say like the Ritva. But muchach it isn't. Alright. Now, V'yeish b'kotzer shalei gimu. Pirish b'kuntres, goveya min ha'oretz, goveya min ha'oretz. V'kosh di'im udak harbei, k'moi kone, havet moi trasko, u'mevatle p'ki'as doyim g'dachis. So we explain the Rashi. In other words, the Rashi holds that the height of the g'doyim themselves is 3 t'vachim. So m'mele, if it is just, if the Kotzer Shalei is just Gimel, not more than Gimel, so Memele, there is no Pkiyas Doim, even though it is still possible for the Doim to push themselves through by bending and folding their goof, but in Derech L'Yishakik Be'Yvila B'Tach HaShipuei. So it's not considered that there is Pkiyas Doim. In as much as the Doim have to strain themselves in order to push themselves through. So Memele, even the Rabbonon say that there is Gudachis, because the Rabbonon agree with the Aloch of Gudachis. Only thing is Pkiyas Doim. But if it is just, the Kotzer Shalei is just Gimel, then there is no Pkiyas Doim. Alright, so that's Rashi Shita. But this Shita is Vinirallari. Dai Bikotza Shalei Gimel. Haine Sheyesh Biuve Hakotza Gimel. The Chibim Sheyesh Biuve Hakotza Gimel. Ulemailo Rochiv Dalet. Shaya Begudachis. Shaya Begudachis. In other words, it means that in the first three Tvochim, so it the thickness of the Amud is Gimel. And then on top of it, it's Dalet. So since there is such a narrow space, so Memele, there couldn't be any Tkiyas Goy. This is Tesves Pshat. But the Ram mentions in the name of Tesves something else. Something the Tesves doesn't say. So that's this is kash. Upir sheheim zal dei mimokim dalet al dalet shleisho atakosi shein agdoim beikim bipoches mishleisho tvoch v'yeish bikotzer shleisho berechet koma v'kasheli dei mei mimokim dalet al dalet ad akarka shleisho nime lovut v'lomolon taimed gudachis mechitz dei mei mimokim dalet al dalet ad akarka shleisho. Tesis doesn't say that we are dealing with a case where from the Mokim Dalet up to the Karka is less than Shleish. Tesis doesn't say that. On the contrary, our Tesis says that there is Shleish from the Mokim Dalet. There is Shleish from the Mokim Dalet to the Karka. But since in the Kotzeir, the thickness is only Gimel Tvachim, so Memele Gdoim couldn't be Bakea through such a narrow passage. But he mentions in the name of Tesis something else. He says that this Gemara, when do the Rabbonon say here that we say Gudachis in a case where there isn't Shleisho from the Mokim Dalet to the Kar? So he has the Kashe, Dim Kein, Deimi Mokim Dalet Shleisho at Kakosi.